Until last week, few wanted to venture back into Ergneti, a small village in northeastern Georgia, caught in the midst of the war in early August, and then part of a buffer zone under the control of Russian troops and their South Ossetian allies. But the Russians have gone, and Georgian families are coming back to their homes. Godedzi Kasradze is one of them. The men stand on the wide front porch examining the damage, a mattress ripped and strewn on the floor, shattered glass, even a wooden window frame left dangling. Godedzi Kasradze looks on in dismay.
Russians destroyed my house, and Ossetians looted it. They took everything we had.
Nine family members call this home. They fled when the shooting and shelling started.
The whole family was here when the shooting started. We evacuated the women and children. Then I also had to flee.
They have just returned to find this. No room escaped damage. Not the children's bedroom, not the living room. Kasradze's wife, Lena, tries a few keys on the once prized piano. It, too, has been destroyed. Whatever was left behind when the family fled was ransacked. Even an old stovepipe was ripped out of the ceiling to search for any hidden valuables. The family reacts with disbelief and despair.
How do you feel when you see all this? What was your reaction when you came back here?
I cry, and that is my reaction.
The Kasradze home is just a kilometer from the dividing line with South Ossetia. Until recently, the last checkpoint here was under Russian control, but now Georgian security forces have taken over. Across here is South Ossetia. Its capital, Skhinvali, less than 2 kilometers up the road. The soldiers say this is as far as we can go. It was events in Skhinvali that sparked the fighting in August when Georgian forces launched an attack to try to rein in Russian-backed separatists and regain control of the enclave. Russian forces moved in quickly, driving the Georgians back, pushing deep into Georgia and creating buffer zones around South Ossetia as well as the other breakaway region, Abkhazia, in the northwest. Under a European Union-backed ceasefire accord, Moscow promised to withdraw by October 10th. The Ergneti crossing is quiet, not much traffic either way, with the occasional exception. Ildizar Talibov slowly walks up the road towards the checkpoint. The soldiers quickly move to stop and query him. They let him pass. Talibov says he regularly sold goods in the Skhinvali market. He says he fell ill and was in the hospital when fighting broke out. He says he had to take shelter and he couldn't leave until now.
Skhinvali is much destroyed. Friend who was in the hospital with me took me to his house. In those Georgian villages there is hardly any building left.
30 kilometers away, the Russians are still manning the Akhalgori checkpoint. They say they've received no orders so far to pull back any farther. A few hundred meters back is the Georgian checkpoint, and on this occasion a European Union monitoring patrol has just stopped by.
Do you know if there are mines in any way during, according to that bridge down there?
No.
Frederick Nylon is part of an observer force sent here to monitor the ceasefire. The Russians were to have moved back to pre-conflict positions on this day. There are differing views as to where those exact positions are and whether the Russians have fully complied.
There are room for different interpretations there as well, on both sides actually. Yeah, there will be different opinions whether this six-point agreement has been fulfilled from both parts or not.
The Russians have pulled out of their self-declared buffer zones, but they remain inside Abkhazia and South Ossetia. But back in Ergneti, Godedzi Kasradze says there'll be no security until the Russians are really gone.
We had fruits and flowers. It looked like people have lived here. It doesn't look like that now. But we hope we can change that and make it home again.
Making life normal again is what many Georgians hope, especially in these areas ravaged by fighting. Life is returning to normal. People are moving back to tend their orchards and farms and to rebuild. But for some, looking at their destroyed homes, it's hard to know just where to begin. Sonia Pace, VOA News, Ergneti, Georgia.